Hi, I'm Walter Spires, and we are Hanging on Jesus Every Word. As we continue our study in the Sermon on the Mount, we are in Matthew chapter 6, and we are in the second of those three commands of a sort that began with, when you do this. Last time we began the second one, when you pray. Don't be like the hypocrites, standing on the corners, wanting to be seen by men. Rather, go in secret in your prayer closet. Today we continue that thought and pick it up in verse 7, where Jesus said this, when you pray, do not use meaningless repetitions as the Gentiles do, for they suppose that they will be heard for their many words. So do not be like them, for your Father knows what you need before you ask Him. So the instruction and admonition on prayer today is pretty simple. Don't think God is impressed or listens harder or longer when we pray repetitions that are meaningless, lots of words that go on and on and on. This happens in some churches. Some religions do this. Even some of the Jews fell into this, where they thought the more that they prayed and the more words that they could use, the better off they would be because God would hear them and bless them because of that. Jesus clearly sets that aside. Next time we're going to get into the most famous prayer in all of the Bible, the model prayer, which the world knows as the Lord's Prayer. But before we do that, let me wrap up the last couple of days with this comment that I alluded to a minute ago. In all these things in the Sermon on the Mount, from the Beatitudes on into these commands, it's all about our heart. Jesus is trying to get us to see that it's not about things we do that are seen by others, how much we give, how much we pray, how much we talk about the wonderful things that we do for other people. And he says to do these things in secret because God, who is himself in secret, meaning we can't see him, sees and honors that humble, broken, contrite heart that isn't concerned about anyone else hearing them or seeing them except for the Lord God himself. Next time the Holy Spirit leads you to pray or give, please keep those thoughts in mind. Hanging on His every word for Christ's sake. Amen. To learn more about how you can become a Christian, grow in your walk with the Lord, donate to help keep this ministry going strong, and receive freely of all the biblical content, video, audio, and written, go to onlyjesus.life. That's onlyjesus.life.